Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Viewfinder Vikings podcast. This is Ian. I hope you're all keeping well in these crazy times and self-isolation isn't taking its toll on you too much. Hopefully this 20-minute podcast will keep you going for 20 minutes of that isolation. And ironically, it's about the one form of photography that we're probably not going to be practicing much of for the next couple of months, which is street photography. So it's a kind of cobbling together of a few bits of audio that are recorded over the last month or so, starting with a piece that I recorded before I went on a street photography workshop in February with a guy called Cahill McNaughton, who was a guest on the show just a couple of episodes ago. So there's a piece of audio before I went on the course, there's then a piece that I recorded afterwards, which is some notes that I wrote kind of immediately after the course and while it was still fresh in my mind. So I thought I'd read those to you. So things sound a little bit different because I say less when I'm reading, I've discovered. But it probably doesn't kind of flow like I'm talking to. It sounds like I'm reading. But work that out for yourself. So as I say, it's kind of the before and after recordings of going on that workshop. Hope you find some of this interesting. As usual, let us know if you kind of agree with anything that I'm saying, disagree with anything, or if you want any further details on Cahill's courses, which, I'm not sure if he's still going to be running them during the current kind of lockdown situation. He does offer online tuition, so maybe that's something that that people might be interested in. Anyway, this isn't a pitch for him. This is my thoughts on street photography. I am not a street photographer. In fact, I'm not even sure what the term means. I sometimes take pictures in the street and they sometimes have people in them. Occasionally, and this is very occasionally, the pictures will capture some sort of significant moment that's worth the space on my hard drive or the space in my negative wallet. If street photography is sticking your camera in someone's face and snapping a negative reaction or look of displeasure at having had their privacy invaded, then I don't like it. Likewise, if street requires some humorous alignment of unlikely or divergent aspects to provide a moment of titillation, then it's not a genre of photography that I'm likely to spend much time with. Yes, I am grumpy. In spite of my low opinion for much of what passes for street, I find myself a week away from my first workshop. And guess what? It's a street/reportage course. That forward slash is important, as notwithstanding my aversion to street, or at least all the things we associate with it, reportage is what I'd most like to be doing with a camera. I'd like to be, and like to think that I often am, reporting my experiences of events or places, rather than just taking pictures of them. The things I choose to photograph, or not, tell my version of events. Getting better at this is why I'm doing the course. Whenever I've gone out to shoot street, and I don't even like the way that sounds, I've felt massively uncomfortable. I'll wander around for an hour or two, shyly turning away from subjects as they catch my eye, as I'm about to take their picture. I've tried shooting from the hip, but only got crooked, badly framed snapshots of little interest. However, despite all of this, I'm keen to investigate street photography further. At its best, it can be thought-provoking, a record or report on the times that we live in, or an insight into an unfamiliar place, and so is potentially a hugely valuable and important pursuit. I somehow need to find a way of being in the mindset of reporting my experiences of a city rather than going out to make street photography. If I can work out what the difference is, I'll enjoy it a whole lot more. So as it turned out, I never did actually get to record any audio during the street photography workshop. I had a load of fun. I met some new people and was thrown in at the deep end on something that, as I've said before and will repeat again, was kind of well out of my comfort zone. So, yeah, didn't think too much about making pictures. Sorry, thought a lot about making pictures. Didn't think much about recording any audio for the podcast. Unfortunately, what happened towards the end of the day, so after we'd kind of finished the training and on the way back to the hotel, my knee blew out, and I've been having a problem with my knee for sort of 3 months beforehand. But after wandering around Dublin all day without too many problems, suddenly it let go, which meant A&E a couple of days later, because it swelled to a size that was pretty unhealthy. An MRI scan, a couple of consultations, and then eventually an operation kind of 5 days later. 2 days after the operation, I was due to fly out to Florence to do a training course and, of course, to visit Florence. And so that happened. And then 2 days into the course was cancelled because of the coronavirus outbreak in northern Italy. We were advised to get out of the country as quickly as we could. So all a little bit crazy. And then, you know, things haven't really settled down since I got back. Until now, when I have a little bit of time to kind of talk you through my reflections on that day. Again, I'm going to base the next segment of the show really on my blog and what I wrote up kind of shortly after I had the day in Dublin with Cahill, because it was kind of fresh in my memory. So I'll read you that from my blog next. Over the last week, I've done a few things for the first time. Firstly, I attended a photography workshop. I also enjoyed some street photography. I had an operation to remove a piece of bone that was floating around in a knee joint, and in a separate and unrelated incident, missed a connecting flight. All firsts, but for the purposes of this podcast, I'll stick to the first two of these firsts. You might have heard a couple of weeks ago that I was preparing for an upcoming workshop by shooting our surroundings on a Saturday morning trip to the milk market in Limerick, and trying to understand exactly what street photography is, and why I find it so difficult to enjoy. You may also have read and listened to the story of my conversation with Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist Cahill McNaughton. Well, this is the podcast where those dots are joined, and as I talk to you about the street/reportage photography workshop I attended last weekend that was hosted by Cahill. I decided to attend whilst listening to him speak at a camera club presentation a month or so before. I may have got carried away in the moment by signing up for, and paying for, a workshop in street photography while he was still talking, as I've never much fancied workshops or photography courses. I imagine them to be a load of old men, mostly, lining up their tripods and shooting a scene that was being presented to them by a photographer of questionable abilities, with everyone ending up with the same shot. Having listened to Cahill speak for about an hour about his career and experiences, shooting some of the most important news of our era, I knew that a course run by him was unlikely to fit my stereotype. I also didn't see how a street and reportage course could follow any of my vague preconceptions either. The one thing that street seems to be about is reacting to whatever might occur in front of your lens while you're out and about. Cities, especially those as lively as Dublin, are rarely predictable. As for why I'd sign up for a street photography course, given my low opinion of the genre, well, that was more about the rut I continue to find myself in with my picture making. I'll try anything at the moment, and it seemed a pretty exciting potential solution. And so, last Saturday morning, I drove the 2.25 hours from home in County Clare to the meeting point in Dublin. The country was being battered by Storm Dennis, and I passed through torrential rain and hail showers on my way east, a pattern that was to continue through the day. After parking and setting out for the rendezvous point, Cahill sent a message that he was running a little late, but as I arrived at the Chocolate Cafe, I spotted two guys with photo backpacks and knew I must be in the right place. We chatted about our expectations and experiences as we waited. It seemed that both Kevin and Ryan were experienced street and wedding photographers and seemed confident in their abilities to take on the streets of the capital. Cahill made a fairly spectacular entrance, driving his converted Sprinter van with massive off-road tyres onto what seemed to be Dublin's busiest pedestrian street. We all jumped in, like movie gangsters off to rob a bank, but instead set off to find parking. The van abandoned, we headed for another cafe for a pre-match briefing. Cahill explained that we were going to start the day on one of the edgiest streets in the city centre, which was right outside the door of the cafe. We'd be straight in at the deep end. Moore Street seemed to be home to a half-assed market, some international supermarkets, and a cast of local characters. The idea was that we'd go on our separate ways and start shooting the street, while Cahill observed from a distance. We'd later regroup and get some feedback. And so we did. After 45 minutes or so, we met in Starbucks, that's the third cafe of the day, and handed over our cameras for Cahill's verdict on our early efforts. He was pretty harsh, but it was exactly what we all needed. We'd all played very safe, struggling to get up to speed quickly. After the feedback, we received some ideas on things to try, which I've included in a list that will follow. There was probably nothing in the advice that I didn't already know, having read a little about the history and techniques involved in street photography. The difference was that the advice and the feedback on our pictures was still ringing in our ears as we returned to Moore Street and its never-ending stream of personalities. In no particular order, here are some of the suggestions that I received from Cattle during the day. First up was the idea of working an area. If I'd have headed out to shoot Dublin on my own, the chances are that I would have covered many times the mileage that we did in the 6 hours of this workshop. In Poland, for example, when I've wandered a city to photograph it, it's not unusual for me to clock up 20,000 steps of walking in the day. I understand that I wasn't out to see the sights during this course, more to come away with some pictures that represented the people of the city somehow, so that there wasn't the need to cover that sort of distance. Instead, we spent more than 2 hours shooting on a street that was little more than 300 metres long. We became part of the scenery and we got to understand the flow of people in the space. Because we hung around, we spotted the guy selling knockoff fags from a carrier bag and learned to see his customers from a distance as they approached. The second thing that we learned was to stand still and let people walk past us. This was really interesting and fun exercise. We picked out a busy crossing beneath Dublin's impressive spire. And as people crossed the street, we stood on the other side of the road. This meant on occasion that there were a flood of faces moving past us at very close distances. We held the pose and kept the camera pointing back past them, so that for the most part they were unaware that they had just been photographed. Not subtle perhaps, but some of the expressions caught of the people lost in their own worlds as they moved through the crowds was interesting to see and record, and something very different for a street photography beginner. The third idea was to find a scene or backdrop that works and then wait for interesting characters to walk into it. Wait long enough and they'll come. For example, I took a picture with a poster that said "Nothing to see here" in big letters on a yellow background, and that was just waiting for the right person to pass. And I must have shot 8 to 10 people passing in front of it, but the picture that worked best was a young girl walking past the poster, kind of staring off to the rooftops or beyond. Next point was to shoot more, which is a really tough one for me. So because perhaps 50% of my photography is shot on film, I tend to be very conservative with the quantity of pictures that I take. Also, my cameras are very similar, being Leica M's, both digital and the Leica M6. And I've tried to carry over those good habits from film shooting into digital. So I tend to set up the cameras in the same way, shooting aperture priority, turning off the screens, and making any settings that I need to do at the start of the day and sticking with them. Just like if I loaded a roll of film into the M6, which then means that I can't change those settings until I finish the roll. But what I practiced during the session, that often the more interesting picture, such as the subject looking directly at the camera or when multiple moving elements align in the frame, these moments happen just before or even just after the shot that you've taken. And while this might mean a few more seconds of editing later as you kind of thin through the pictures to give the one or two that are better, the chances are that you're going to get that split second, that moment that makes a little bit more sense. And as I say, it just increases the chance of giving you that hit rate. But I tried this, so I tried to break these habits, and I came away with 272 pictures after 6 hours in Dublin. That's more than us shot in 2 weeks touring the Canadian Rockies last year, just to give you an idea of how frugal I tend to be. So through the day, Storm Dennis finally arrived, and the downpour was pretty intense for the last kind of hour of the session. And so the next thing that we learnt was to adapt to the weather conditions or other outside factors that might occur. So again, as Storm Dennis arrived, my camera was tucked away and I didn't take many more pictures after that. But what I did try and take were either with my phone or pictures when I sort of tucked away in a doorway or inside a cafe and shot the pictures out of that shelter. So again, just kind of adapting to the to the weather as it changed. And as it grew darker, I began to look for smaller details and kind of closer up shots, you know, just again, adapting to the weather a little bit. So they were just a few examples of the sort of things that that we learned along the day. And you might think from listening to those that surely they're basic enough that I didn't need to pay for and go on a workshop to learn those points. But as I said earlier, actually practicing those things and being reminded of them while you're out on the streets and getting that feedback in a live situation makes a real difference. And that was very important. And the second thing was that it was fun. It was a fun thing to do. It was a long way out of my comfort zone. And I'm still not happy that I got beyond taking random snaps in public, but at least it was a start. And I was introduced to things that were new to me and that I've never practiced before. So I kind of wrote this write-up a week or so later after the knee operation. But by this time, I'd already flown to Florence. And the following day, having written this, I took a wander around the streets of Florence and applied some of those lessons that I'd learned, and was delighted with the kind of pictures that I made in Florence. They were less of the scenic views and less of the things that I might have explored previously, and more people. And you'll have heard many times that pictures of people tend to be more interesting and hold their interest or their value for a longer period of time, you know, into the future, because they do capture the best way to capture the feel of a city might not be just the view of a bridge or a cathedral, but of the people that are moving around the city. So yeah, having applied those lessons that I learned during the workshop, I definitely saw a change in my photography and for the better. So that's it. I hope that made a little bit of sense. They were recordings made before I went on the street photography workshop, and then a recording of me reading what I wrote immediately after having done the course. On reflection, I'm really glad that I did it. I'm really glad that I, you know, spent a couple of hundred quid on a day learning from somebody who is obviously very skilled at their craft. And as I said during the audio, most of the things that were pointed out during the course were things that we knew, or things that if we took the time to sit down and read, would be tucked away somewhere in our minds. But actually having somebody on your shoulder encouraging you and prompting you and reminding you of some of those skills and techniques was really valuable. You know, it's far better to actually do things rather than just reading about them if you want to get better at something. Yeah, I'm still not 100% convinced that I'm a street shooter, and that's going to be my main photographic outlet, particularly now, I guess, because we're going to be not able to shoot much street for the coming months, it appears. But again, really glad that I did it and I learned a lot from it. Hope you've taken something from this, and take care out there, stay safe, and we'll speak to you again really soon. Bye-bye.